Gandalf of Benasco, Confessor, First Order. This blessed man was born in the little town of Benasco in Lombardy. He renounced the vanities of the world and the flower of his youth in order to become a religious of the Order of St. Francis. This occurred during the lifetime of the Holy Founder. He was remarkable for his deep humility, his great love of prayer, and his boundless zeal for the salvation of souls. His reputation for sanctity was widespread in Sicily. His life was one of continual penance and rigorous abstinence. Besides the fasts enjoined by the rule, he fasted 3 days in the week on bread and water. His only tunic was a hair shirt. He spent whole nights in prayer and was often rapt in ecstasy. Such was his love of humility and his horror for the praise of men, that on learning that his brethren spoke in terms of admiration of his virtue, he determined to withdraw to a solitary place in order to escape the temptation to vanity. Taking with him Brother Pascal, who shared his taste for solitude, he set out for the wild and rugged mountains of Petralia. On their way, they stopped at Polizzi. The people, hearing of their arrival, compelled Gandalf to stay and preach the Lenten course in that town. A few days later, Brother Pascal fell ill and lost his speech before he could make his confession. He remained in this sad condition for 5 days, during which time he frequently made signs to Gandalf with his eyes and hands, as if to implore his help. When he seemed to be on the point of death, Gandalf, moved with compassion at his dear brother's afflictions, betook himself to prayer, begging God to make known to him what the dying man desired. He had scarcely ended his prayer when the dying man recovered his speech and said, "I thank God and you, Father, because through your intercession I have been delivered from hell. Through negligence I had omitted to confess certain sins for which the devil was about to lay hold of me, and he would have dragged me down to hell but for your charitable aid." He then made a contrite contrition and died in great peace. In his sermons, Brother Gandalf spoke with such burning zeal as he to inspire his hearers with true devotion, while at the same time he taught them the practice of virtue. One Wednesday in Holy Week in the year 1260, while he was preaching in the church of Polizzi, he told his hearers that this would be his last sermon. On his return to the hospital of St. Nicholas, where he lodged, he fell sick and prepared himself for death. On Holy Saturday, he told those who were attending him that he would not see the next day at dawn, and so it was. At the moment of his death, all the bells in Polizzi rang out on their own accord. His body diffused a marvelously sweet fragrance, which perfumed the whole house and lasted for a fortnight. The clergy and the people of Polizzi assisted at his funeral, and he was buried in the beloved solitude which he had chosen for himself. Many miracles occurred after his death. When his body had been buried about 60 years, it was decided to remove it to a more honorable resting place. The exact spot where he has been buried was not known, but God pointed it out to the workmen in a miraculous manner. The body was found whole and incorrupt, and was then exposed to public veneration. God again honored it with many miracles, which made the name of Blessed Gandalf famed throughout Sicily. Pope Leo XIII confirmed the cult which had been paid to him since his death. On the pleasures of the world, one consider the vanity of worldly pleasures. St. John says in his epistle, "The world passes away and the concupiscence thereof. A casket and a shroud are all that remains to us of its splendor. Hence there is much truth in the words that there is little happiness behind high windows and beautiful curtains. Worldly pleasures are like poisoned honey, which we swallow with relish, to experience afterwards the excruciating pains of worry, envy, spite, and anger. How wisely, therefore, did Blessed Gandalf act when he disengaged himself from these pleasures? Have you allowed yourself to be deluded by the pleasures of the world? Have you perhaps envied others on their account? 2. Consider the dangers associated with worldly pleasures. For all that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life," says St. John. "The number of those who suffer no harm in the midst of the pleasures of the world is very small." Again, how wise it was of Blessed Gandalf to renounce the pleasures of the world and so guard his soul from much harm. Have worldly pleasures perhaps been an occasion of sin for you in the past? 3. A rich recompense awaits those who renounce worldly pleasures. When St. Peter asked our Lord what he had the other apostles would receive because they had left all things, he was given this promise: Amen, I say to you that you have followed me, and the regeneration shall sit upon 12 seats, Matthew 19:28. Even here on earth, our Lord gives those who have withdrawn from the world the true joys of the children of God and the peace of a good conscience. Adhere therefore to God and use the world as though you used it not. Prayer of the Church. O God, who does make the hearts of your faithful to be of one mind and of one will, grant to your people the love which you have commanded, and strive after that which you have promised, so that amid the vicissitudes of this life our hearts may be directed where their true joy is to be found, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed Gandalf of Benasco, pray for us.